Alaska's Congressman Don Young had harsh words for the new offshore drilling plan. Young says the plan actually stalls U.S. efforts to become energy independent, essentially placing a moratorium on Pacific Coast oil development. But Senator Lisa Murkowski put a more positive spin on it.
The plan that was announced today is a step forward. It allows for the valid existing rights to explore Alaska's offshore oil and gas reserves to go ahead, and I think that that's positive. I think what we're seeing with the decision that was reached today is, again, a validation.
Murkowski says she'll continue working with the administration on proceeding with important future lease sales off Alaska's coast and along the eastern seaboard. Speaking in Juneau today, Senator Mark Begich said offshore resource development should provide a level of revenue sharing for affected coastal states.
As we're moving forward on energy legislation this year, revenue sharing is a must. We got to have our fair share of those oil revenues off the state of Alaska. Now, the good news is, because of the plan the president has laid out, there are more allies now than ever before. And I've already been talking to the Democrats from Virginia. Clearly, they are supporters of now revenue sharing.